This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network. We want to get her insight as members of the U.S. Senate are now in day two of full Senate floor hearings on the Supreme Court nomination of Sonia Sotomayor, the Federal Appeals Court judge from the 2nd District, which is in the northeastern part of the country. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me.
We are hearing people discuss different aspects of Sotomayor's record, what she has said in her speeches, what she has actually decided and written on the bench, what she did before becoming a federal judge. Which of those, if any, is most important for these senators when deciding whether to say yes or no to this nomination?
Well, you know, Greg, I think a lot of senators had a real serious concern that her testimony before the Judiciary Committee was less than truthful, shall we say, and therefore, I think what a lot of them decided to rely upon, the Republicans, that is her long record as a judge and as an activist, and the things that she said in her speeches and her law review articles, like what she said to the ACLU of Puerto Rico just a month before she was named as a Supreme Court nominee, saying that foreign and international law were an appropriate basis to decide constitutional cases. So I think that many senators who were confused about the tension between her words before the Senate and her prior record decided to judge on her prior record. And as of today, there are 29 votes against her, which already has significantly passed the number of votes that were against Chief Justice John Roberts.
And we're talking with Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network. Wendy, you mentioned in passing that a lot of lawmakers and other observers, yourself included, I believe, think that her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee was untruthful at least. Explain what you mean by that. What different parts of her testimony do you think skirted the truth?
Well, a lot of senators, when they looked over it, were kind of scratching their heads, and a few of them actually said, you know, to themselves, will the real Sonia Sotomayor please stand up? Because she said things that, frankly, sounded like they could have come out of the mouth of a judicial restraint nominee nominated by a Republican president. She said things like her standard in deciding cases was simply fidelity to the law as it's written, the law as it appears in the Constitution. And she really deviated, to the great frustration of many liberal activists, by the way. Many liberals were very unhappy with what she said because she didn't uphold their side of the argument. That is, and she specifically repudiated President Obama's standard, the Obama standard being on the tough cases, the difficult cases, a judge has to rely on what he called empathy. A judge has to look into her own heart and her own deepest convictions and what she thinks is important. Sonia Sotomayor explicitly rejected that. She said, no, I don't agree with the president. And that's fairly unusual, to have a president nominate somebody because she supposedly agrees with his judicial philosophy, then have her come up before the Senate and say, nope, I disagree with the president. I think the opposite. So that was quite confusing. I mean, she sounded like she could have been a conservative Republican president's nomination to the Supreme Court. She also misrepresented, I think, you know, the status of the Ricci firefighter discrimination case that came before her, saying it was explicitly governed by precedent when anybody who looks at the law in her circuit would have said that's not the case. And a number of other issues. You know, she said that for 12 years she was a member of the board of the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund, which is a very far-left activist legal group, wrote several briefs before the Supreme Court advocating public funding of abortion and so on. And she said she was unaware of the positions that her group had taken, even when she was the vice president of litigation. So all that was a little bit hard to believe.
Let me ask you a couple more questions in our remaining time here, Wendy. First of all, I believe it was Lindsey Graham, the one Republican on the committee who voted for her nomination when the committee vote occurred. But during his questioning, he was mainly going after her remarks in the now famous Wise Latina speech, which Sotomayor gave many times over several years. But he said that he was more concerned about that because her record on the bench was that of a mainstream judge, more to the left than to the right, but still a mainstream judge. Is that an accurate appraisal of her 18 years on the bench?
No, I think it's a very inaccurate appraisal, and I think he said that to cover up or to justify his vote for her. She doesn't have a mainstream record. On some of the very high-profile, difficult cases, which after all are the ones that matter, by President Obama's own admission. He said 95% of the time Justice Scalia and Ginsburg will disagree. I think he's wrong in that high percentage, but the point is many cases are not controversial. In the controversial cases, she has, in some cases, written very short opinions, hasn't analyzed the law, and has jumped to a conclusion that would be sort of a far-left liberal position without any legal justification. So it's as much her methodology as her outcomes, and I think Lindsey Graham is very wrong. She's not mainstream.
In terms of the politics of this, obviously picking a Latina woman was not lost on the Obama administration, and it seems as though some Republicans who are edging over to her side, and some of them have even declared their support for her, have basically said we need to vote for her in order to appeal once again to Hispanic voters, which we lost big time in 2008. How big of a factor is this in how some lawmakers are considering this?
You know what? I don't think it's turned out to be the big Trump card that the White House and Rahm Emanuel, who was the big driving force behind this in the White House, I don't think it's turned out to be the big political Trump card they thought. Polls show that she is the most unpopular confirmed Supreme Court nominee since polls have begun on the subject. She's opposed by as many Americans as favor her, and she's also equally divided among Hispanic voters, which is the big surprise. There's not a big bump on this in terms of Hispanic enthusiasm, and I think that it's really encouraging that this sort of racial and ethnic identity divisive politics that the White House was trying to play really didn't work. And I think it confirms that what Americans really want is a judge who will follow the law and respect the Constitution, irrespective of their race or gender or ethnicity.
In the first few weeks after the nomination, Wendy, Sotomayor's poll numbers were pretty good, about 54-24 in her favor. But then it seems as though in the last month or so they've, as you mentioned, basically broken even, and some polls even show more people disapproving of her. What's responsible for that? Is it potentially weak testimony? Is it the Ricci decision by the Supreme Court? What's behind this growing disapproval of Sonia Sotomayor?
Well, I think it's a variety of factors. I think anybody who saw her testimony probably judged partly on that, and certainly anybody who saw the New Haven firefighters' testimony and heard them very eloquently say, you know, all they want is a fair shot. They don't want any special favors under the law. They don't want anybody to do them any favors. They just want the law applied and the Bill of Rights applied to everyone equally. That was powerful testimony, and so I think that was very powerful. I think that the National Rifle Association exposing the fact that she had rejected the Second Amendment rights in a case that came before the Second Circuit in a very, again, cursory way without engaging in legal analysis. Very strange. I think that that was an important issue for many, many Americans. And so I think it was really a variety of factors.
Well, last question before we let you go. Wendy, no Democrats have defected on this. A few Republicans plan to vote for her. So in all likelihood, she'll be on the bench come October. Will she be largely the same as David Souter when it comes to ideology on the court, or will she be a little bit left or a little bit right of him?
Oh, I think she'll be a very solid, far-left liberal vote on the court. I don't think she'll be terribly persuasive of other justices, but, you know, Justice Souter wasn't terribly persuasive of them either. But I think, if anything, she will be to the left of David Souter.
We'll keep an eye on that, certainly. That's not that far away. Wendy, thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Greg.
Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.